Welcome back, family. This is your boy D. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means Ed. I'm back with another one, family, so I hope that you enjoy. From the title, if you missed my title and you just clicked on the thumbnail, let me walk you through the title. How can you be committed to your self-development? How can you be committed to your self-development? The reason why I love this one is one of the things that I'm also passionate about is personal development, development of self. You know how that goes, but I'm going to give you three, as I always do, three points, and then we out. Here's the first point. How can you be committed? I'm going to show you how you can be committed. Bet on yourself. Be willing to go get the books. Be willing to go listen to the audibles. Be willing to invest in courses. Be willing to listen to videos like this. Be willing to bet on yourself. That is showing that you care about you by betting on you. I mean, let me explain something to you. You're going to get to a point in this personal development journey where you're going to want to start betting on you more. See, you've bet on other things before, but have you taken the time to bet on you? And see, when you start betting on you, that's when you start developing that commitment, that drive, that trust in yourself that, hey, I know I can do this. I know I can move forward because I'm willing to bet on myself. How many times, family, have you not bet on yourself? I'll wait. Oh, you done? Okay. Reason why I say that is because the reason why we don't bet on ourselves is because we're afraid or the fear of failing. You know what failing to me is? Is failing is just showing me that just didn't work. So now we get an opportunity to do something else. You see, I didn't say try something else because everybody tries to do something. You know the people that try to do something like, oh, I tried to do that. But okay, what does that mean? You know, I love what Les Brown says when he says, either when you sit down, you don't try to sit down, you do or you don't. So you have to look at it the same way, family, is when you are doing and not trying. So that's one of the things that I really truly feel is when you are making a decision to bet on yourself, you're no longer trying to bet on yourself. You just bet on yourself because you do know that it's important to do that. Let's go into point number two, hire a coach or a mentor. Hey, my services is available. If you need a coach or a mentor, I'm here to serve you. Put it in the comments. Would you be interested in my coaching or mentorship program? If you are, hey, leave a comment and I would love to, and I'll ping you and reply to you and see maybe it's something we can do together, we can work together. But I know it's important that you have a coach or a mentor. As I told you in previous videos, I still to this day, I have a coach and I have a mentor. Why do I have those two things? I have a coach / mentor that to help me, guide me through as I continue to climb and understanding project management even more. You're like, well, dang, you got a decade plus. You got this certificate, you got this certificate. Well, what I noticed is when I was studying the greats, when I was studying the Michael Jordans, when I was studying the Kobe Bryants, and I know this is basketball, but it's still transparent to our project management. And the reason why I was studying them to understand what made them great. Like everybody had the same opportunity. You know, most of the time, most of those guys are just as talented. Like how did these guys move ahead? And what it was is their willingness to study their craft, their willingness to better themselves, their willingness to take a risk and say, you know what? Yeah, I know you're not supposed to lift weights. That's what they say, because then my shot would be off. But what if I had a coach to help me understand when I do lift weights and get stronger, that they can help guide me to get my shot back on target? What am I saying here, family, is it's about the mindset. It's about being able to develop that mindset and make a commitment, not excuse, not a, well, you know, if this wouldn't have happened, then I would have been able to do this. No excuses, only results. That's what we live by. And having no excuses and making no excuses and only results only can lead you to get better and better at life. Yeah, I understand what happened. But again, we have to work on getting the proper results, the things that you and I have said that we want to get out of life. So being committed to self-development and how you do it and is being able to hire someone to assist you and hold you accountable. Because I love what Eric Thomas says, like, You know, people will try and hold other people accountable, and they ain't even held themselves accountable. I'll let you chew on that, as my grandma would say, for a minute. Chew on that for a minute. Because tell me if I'm right about it. I know I'm right about it, because there's been many times that I want to hold somebody else accountable, and I haven't held myself accountable for the things that I said I want to do. I said that I wanted to start to become a YouTuber and start being on YouTube and doing video. Have I done that? I said that I wanted to create products for beginner and intermediate project managers. Have I done that? So it's like you always want to hold somebody else accountable for what they're not doing, because it's easier to point the finger at someone else than point the finger at yourself and say, man, I need to be doing these things. These are the things that I made a commitment to myself. You know, one of the funniest things is I was talking to a gym owner one day. And I was like, you know, I said, you know what's so interesting? I said, at the first of the year, I said, I know your gym is packed. He said, well, yeah, you know. He said, ED, my gym at the beginning, like January to almost like the middle of February, it is jam-packed. You see the consistency. You see people coming in like you can't even get to a machine. But around after the middle of February, everybody starts falling off. And I said, well, why is that? He said, during the planning process, it looked sexy and looked attractive to say, okay, I'm gonna make a commitment to go to the gym 3 times a week. And then they start piling on more and doing more. Instead of growing with the process, they tried to disrupt the process in a way where now all of a sudden, you know, instead of going to the gym, they'll pass by the gym with their gym clothes in the car. Listen, I'm not talking about you. I'm just talking about my life, because there's been many times where I had the gym bag ready. I put it in there like after work, I'm going to go work out. And then after work, I'll pass zoom right past the gym as fast as I can, because I was like, man, I just want to go home. I just want to eat something and I want to go to bed and get ready to do this all over tomorrow. But when I finally got to the point where I said, hey, you know what? I need to invest in myself as far as my physical health to ensure that I can continue this journey and drop these hot videos for you. But on a serious note, to be able to be around and be mentally there, be physically there, it's all, I believe being able to do some type of cardio and some type of workout is very, 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 I don't even know how many varies I can put it, it's very important to you. As a project manager, because you do a lot of talking, you do a lot of moving, whether you work remote or not, you always doing a lot of talking and a lot of problem solving, a lot of critical thinking. So I challenge you, family, is that you need to make sure that you hire a coach or a mentor. If you can't hold yourself accountable, which is my third point, which is holding yourself accountable, hire a coach or a mentor. I still would hire them even if I can't, because I'm pretty good at holding myself accountable for things that I said I was going to do. So I would challenge you, family, to do the same, is hold yourself accountable. Stop letting yourself make excuses. Stop finding a way to get out of something you said you was going to do. If you couldn't finish it that day, you need to pick up tomorrow. Like, for instance, family, if I said, hey, you know what, I'm going to record 3 videos, and let's say something happens, the power goes out, something, I only recorded 1 video, guess what? I got 2 more videos to knock out tomorrow. And I'm not going to beat myself up, because I know a lot of times, family, you guys beat yourself up, because I beat myself up at times. But you have to work through that piece of being committed to working on your self-development so you don't continuously beat yourself. I mean, when I first got started, I would beat myself up like, oh man, I wrote it down in my calendar. I wrote it on a whiteboard. I wrote it down on a piece of paper that I was going to do this, and that, and I didn't do it. Okay, so I didn't do it. Aren't we experimenting with life? Meaning that, okay, that didn't work out. So maybe instead of doing all 10 of those things, maybe I just start off with 1 and then really hone my skills and hone my commitment to doing 1 at a time. See, family, I also noticed too, again, and I keep bringing this up, is that we'll get so excited about personal development and growth, personal growth. And we start, you know, trying to do all of these things that some people that have been in this personal development game for a decade or more, that they can do because they've been practicing this over years. You just started and you thinking you're going to read 16 books in 1 month. Oh yeah, I'm going to read 5 books a month. All right. But you haven't read 1. I don't know. But no, seriously though, family, you have to hold yourself accountable for the things you said that you wanted to do. Hold yourself accountable for the things that you said that you needed to do out of life. And I'm gonna throw in a bonus just because I'm feeling great, is create whiteboards. And when you create your, when I say create whiteboards, I mean buy a whiteboard and put the things that you said you were going to do. I know it sounds easy, but it has to be something where you can look at every day. So if it's a big whiteboard and or a small, it don't matter the size, long as you can put up there and say, these are the things I'm working on this week. And if I don't get them accomplished this week, I'm going to move them over to next week. But be careful with moving them a lot, because then you'll find out you're to move something all the way a month out. Just take it off the list if you're not going to do it. But hold yourself accountable by putting up on your board, your whiteboard, or going to, man, you can go get a board at the Dollar Tree for a dollar and then take some paper and write it. See, I don't allow for excuse, because somebody said, well, I, you know, what if I can't afford a whiteboard, or what if I can't, you know, and first of all, I'm going to look at them, because I'm going to look at their sneakers. I'm going to look at what they got in their hand, what type of phone they have. So I'm going to do a lot of observation before I answer. Okay, so you say you can't do that. Okay, well, do you have a dollar? Yeah, I've got more than a dollar. Okay, well, great. Go to the dollar store, get you whatever it's called, a Dollar Tree, Dollar General, whatever. It's whatever you can go get this dollar board. And do you have white paper, meaning paper that you would use for your copying machine? Yeah, I got. Okay, great. Write on there the things that you said that you were going to accomplish this week, and then take some tape and put it up there. Easy. But if you have the opportunity to get a whiteboard, which is much easier, this is what I do, is I take my whiteboard and I say, these are the things I plan on accomplishing this week, and that I'm hoping that if everything goes well, I can accomplish them. I write it out on a whiteboard, and then I take a, and what I do is at the end of each week, I take a picture of it just to see how I'm moving forward and progressing. So I hope this helps someone, family. This is your boy ED. Until next time, I'm out.